So I fully believe that the key to success is being able to communicate effectively and clearly. And let me tell you, with running a business, it is so vital to be able to get your point across and get your point across in a way that is clear and concise and people understand. So whether you're communicating with your team or online on a project, Grammarly is the digital writing tool you can always rely on to get your message across clearly and effectively. I can tell you that whether it's writing copy for a website or whether it was when I was shipping out my new boxes of light pink and I put in a message in there and needed to make sure that I had all of my grammar correct. I absolutely use Grammarly to make me feel confident knowing that everything was double checked. The coolest thing about Grammarly is that it has a premium package and it really helps elevate what you're writing. And I can tell you that the clarity suggestions are huge because it cuts out all of the unnecessary and redundant words, because I believe that you need to say less in order to get your point across in an even more important way. So you're going to avoid using words over and over with their vocabulary suggestions. It's going to help you become a more vibrant writer and help you be more effective in getting that message across so that you can get those customers that you want. So no matter what it is, it's going to help you with vocab suggestions. It's going to be tone, plagiarism checks. It's so incredibly intuitive. So at Grammarly right now, you can get 20% off of the Grammarly premium package when you sign up at grammarly.com/happy. That's Grammarly premium at grammarly.com/happy to get 20% off. grammarly.com/happy to go get your 20% off right now to become a way more effective communicator, whether that is in your business, online, or even doing social media captions. I'm telling you, go check it out. What if I would have kept going on this path of over drinking, drugs, hanging out with crazy people, you know, really throwing my life away? If that wouldn't have woken me up the way that it did, I don't know where I would be right now.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I've been thinking a lot about decisions and the decision-making process. And I think that we get really stuck in going back and forth because of the one big fear. I think the one big fear that we all have is, what if I make the wrong decision? What if I get stuck in something I don't want to be in? What if this absolutely isn't what I'm supposed to be doing and it all goes wrong? Now, all of those questions that I just said are not the questions that are going to get you to the place that you want to be. I have a belief that I can't make a wrong decision. What? Like, that's a little bit like, that's crazy, right? Like, that's actually a way that a crazy person thinks. Like, that's not logical. That's not a good way to be. That feels like really unsteady. That feels really crazy. But let's dig into this. if I believe that I can't make a bad decision, where in the world is that coming from? And what does that actually mean? So you're not going to make every perfect decision in your life. But I do believe that the decisions that you decide on, right, wrong, bad, didn't turn out the way that you wanted, you married that guy, that girl, it went totally awry. But let's really look into this. If you're making decisions and you feel like you made a bad decision, maybe let's talk about that one. Maybe you married the wrong person, you got a divorce, you had some kids together, and now you're like, wow, I didn't make a good decision on marrying this person. What were the good things that actually came out of it? What were the lessons that actually came out of it? Who would you be if you hadn't done that, right? And if you focus on all of the things like, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that, instead of saying, wow, what did I learn from this? Who did I become? Who was I able to realize that I was? Was this a massive self-discovery process of me saying, that's who I used to be? I really made this decision from a fear place. I really noticed that when I was about to get married or in the middle of the marriage, that I was not speaking up, that I was really settling, that I was allowing somebody else to control my life. All of these incredible realizations that now moving into the future, you're not going to be doing, and you know better now, but you would have never learned that, whether it was from a lesson in your marriage to how that is now going to impact you in your business. So there have been so many things in friendships that I have learned in a really tough way, right? Like, oh, I made a bad decision on that friend. I can't believe I got into that, crazy ordeal with this person, that now I not only use those lessons in friendships moving forward and in relationships, but I use them in business. They apply to business, they apply to life, they apply to so many different things. So looking back, can I say that I made a million wrong decisions? Absolutely. But I can tell you that all of those bad decisions, whether it was people I hung around, decisions that I made about my life, things that I've done, you know, whatever it is, you know, things that I've been ashamed of in the past, all of those things that I have done that I used to regret, I no longer regret at all, because they are the very things that give me topics to talk about with all of you. They're the very things that make me relate to the person who feels terrible about a decision they made right now, or who feels so bad or so shameful, that actually allows me to say, hey, I've been there. You're not alone. You need to let that go. Your amazing trajectory and path and purpose for your life is in front of you. And without that lesson and without you doing that thing, you would have zero compassion for people. You would have no way to help people. You would have no story. All of these things that feel wrong or bad or tough or awful, they are all happening for you if you believe that is the case. Yes, there are terrible things that have happened. I can absolutely say, if you haven't listened to this podcast or know my story, that getting kidnapped in Mexico and beaten and sexually assaulted wasn't the greatest thing that has ever happened in my life. But for sure, that happened for me because I was on a path where I was destroying and sabotaging my life. And when that happened, it woke me up. It woke me up to, am I on the right path? What if that would have been the end? What if that night I would have gotten beaten to death? Or, you know, who knows what could have happened? Like, what if that wouldn't have happened to me? What if I would have kept going on this path of over drinking, drugs, hanging out with crazy people, you know, really throwing my life away? If that wouldn't have woken me up the way that it did, I don't know where I would be right now.
You guys, I'm so excited to share this news with you. I just got to shoot the cover of Strong Fitness magazine. I've been a longtime lover and a longtime reader of this magazine, and this is a huge honor because it's the boss issue. It's the power issue. It's all about how having discipline and motivation to work out translates to the principles of entrepreneurship as well. So Strong Fitness Magazine is a national women's health and fitness publication committed to motivate, educate, and empower women to live their healthiest, happiest lives. In addition to workouts and fitness, they also report on the latest and most important issues impacting women's physical and mental health. In every issue, you're going to get recipes, you're going to get nutrition advice, and it's going to allow you to enjoy a balanced lifestyle without dieting, because who doesn't love to eat? You guys, I'm starting an alcohol company. That says a lot. The content in each issue is curated to keep you motivated and inspired, sharing powerful stories of real life women from all walks of life who've overcome difficult obstacles through resilience with the help of fitness. At Strong, they celebrate that all women possess strength. So I've partnered with them to make sure that you get a discount on your subscription. So to subscribe and receive this November-December 2020 issue featuring myself with this article all about fitness and entrepreneurship and how they share the same lane, you're going to want to go to strongfitnessmag.com/Lori Harder and use the promo code GETLORI, GETLORI, all caps, to save $3 on your subscription. Subscribing means that you receive this copy to your mailbox so you can avoid the stores, and you'll get it before it hits newsstands. So you'll also save 50% off the newsstand price. So right now, all you have to do is go to strongfitnessmag.com/Lori Harder. Use the promo code GETLORI, all caps, GETLORI, to save $3 on your subscription and 50% off of the newsstand price. For real, you are going to want to grab this because I'm sharing all about how everything that you've learned about fitness also applies to launching that business. You are so much stronger than you think. You got to start that business, girl.
So yes, there are things that we can take in our life that are the most traumatic experiences that I wouldn't wish on anybody. But having that moment of, oh my God, what if that actually did happen for me? Or what if that thing is going to be the thing that's going to make me help impact hundreds of thousands of people's lives, or maybe just 10, or maybe 2, or maybe 1? What if I can help save someone's life because of what I went through? And is it the best way to look at things? It is for survival. If it's already happened and you can't change it, then you have two choices. You can stay in shame or self-pity or sadness or woe is me or I'm a victim, and you have every right to. Or you can actually pick yourself up and have a good rest of your life. You can actually choose to say, you know what? What the hell can I do with this horrible story that happened? How could I turn this into a silver lining? How could I turn this into being better for somebody else, right? I don't believe that you can make a bad decision, because if you make a bad decision and you lose everything, you now learn that you can pick yourself up. You're going to learn more that you are made of out of that experience, because you're going to be so much stronger and have such crazy grit. And you can come back from anything if you believe that story, right? If you believe you can't make a bad decision, then that is going to help you to take more risks. That's going to help you make better decisions in the future. That's going to help you move on from shame and pain and sitting in the poor me and all of those things and say, you know what? What's done is done. What can I do to pick myself up? What can I do to make a better decision moving forward? What the hell did I learn from this? How did it make me better? You guys, the fact that I believe that I can't make a bad decision is allowing me to have the fastest comeback rate, right? If I make a bad decision or lose a lot of money, I say, okay, I don't want to sit in poor me. I don't want to sit in, I can't believe I did this. I want to sit in the question of now what? Now, how do I come back? How would I make more money to solve this problem? How do I get bigger than this problem, right? That is what success is made of. That is the difference between a successful mindset. That is a successful person. You have access to that. If you're telling yourself that you can't, if you're telling yourself that you don't have that, that is a choice. That is a choice that you are making. There are people with far more challenging circumstances than any of you listening to this right now. Because if you're listening to this, it means you either have a car
an iPhone or access to this, which makes this a huge luxury compared to what a lot of people have. It is your responsibility to choose happiness in this moment, to choose to be better, to choose not to sit in shame or pain or that old story, or you don't have what it takes, or you're not worthy. You have to lean in even when it doesn't feel like that is the truth. And that is how faith is made. That is how confidence is created. You have to lean in and say, okay, I'm going to choose to feel better about this. I'm going to choose to let it go. I'm going to choose to do something better. I'm going to choose to not feel bad about this. And that choice is going to be done 1,000 times a day. I'm telling you, I lean in 1,000 times a day because right now for 1,000 times, I am doubting myself. It would be so easy for me to be like, you know what? I give up. This is too hard. This person said this. Maybe they're right. Maybe I shouldn't think this. Maybe I'm not worthy. Maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe I should just give up and give in because that would be easier. You got to choose it every single day because the other choice is to settle, to have regret, for me to potentially at the end of my life meet my maker and say, you know what? You're right. I didn't live into everything that you gave me. I didn't live into the gifts, the tools. I didn't have the faith that I know that I was supposed to have. I didn't use it. And I'm sorry. And hopefully I get another chance. Maybe you don't. Maybe we don't get another chance. Maybe this isn't a dress rehearsal. Maybe we don't have another lifetime after this. Maybe living into our purpose and our happiness and having faith is the very reason that we're here. It's up to you to decide. It's always our decision, right? Is it happening for you or is it happening to you? You guys, I hope that this helped. I hope that this makes you leap into your dreams. I hope that this makes you realize that you really can't fail and you can't go wrong. And yes, there's going to be hard times and people may not like you and you might feel totally alone, but we're never alone. It's always a choice to lean back in, to say a prayer, to know that whenever we feel like we're alone, we've just turned our back on faith. We've turned our back on God. We've turned our back on the fact that people do want to help us. But we have to be the lifeline to that. We have to ask. We have to pray. We have to find those people. We have to put in the work to be able to have a good life. And that's just how it works. Wish it was different, but it's just how it works. You guys, I love you so much. Thank you for always tuning in. Thanks for listening. These are coming from the RV, so hopefully the sound quality is working for you in this. And I'm sending you guys so much love. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.